Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Souk, by the way, podcast brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ah, cute.
Wear like a pair of like khaki shorts that are like a way above the knee, and then they wear a shirt and tie and a sport jacket. But I just kind of threw me for a loop when I saw Russell Wilson. I haven't seen anyone go. Like, he looks like an 80s villain. Like, if you look at this photo, it's like he's going to bully someone in an 80s movie. Like, Daniel LaRusso is about to get their ass kicked by Russ Wilson.
You could do a lot worse than Miami Vice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a look. And then he's got rubber bands on his wrist.
Sweet. So here's a very important question from one of our listeners on the Better You Today text line at 55305.
Yeah.
We were talking about the aliens in Pendleton. What's a more expensive alien travel package? Probe a Midwest redneck or sightsee in the Pacific Northwest?
Ow.
Great question.
Boy, that is a good question.
I think it's probably...
Wouldn't the probe, because it's a hands-on or hands-in experience?
Yeah, a little more hands-in, yeah.
So to speak? I mean, the one, you hover around the beautiful Northwest. The Midwest, you have to isolate the redneck. You have to find someone that is not going to be credible. You got to drug them. Yeah, you got to probe.
I think there's a certain retro vibe to it as well, though. Because that's what they used to do all the time, according to the movies, right?
Yeah. It's all about the probing.
Yeah, it's a little more exclusive of an experience, you know. You're going to pay more for that. That's a premium.
Yeah, that doesn't come with the trip. I mean, like, once, like, which is more expensive, like going whale watching or going fishing? It's fishy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up here in our next segment, we'll talk about deleting racist tweets. It's a good habit to get into. I mean, if you do tweet things that are racist.
And homophobic.
Delete them.
Let's not forget that.
We also have hot takes by Larry Fedora.
Boy.
Today.
He was on one today, wasn't he?
We'll tell you what.
Military fake medical news.
Tell you what he said. And then in the club, man, so many things. We have flying umbrellas. There was a bear on the loose. Do terrorists deserve tips? Mm. I mean, just so many things.
Lot of stuff happening out
there. I have a dad problem.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Tell you what it is.
I think there's pills for that now.
Not that kind of dad problem.
Okay. It's a lot of those ads. I have something today that I'd like to discuss too, that something happened to me today. And it's a principle of the thing, and someone owes me an apology, and we'll just discuss this, because I don't know if this has happened to anyone else, but something got...
Can I just say something to you right now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There was a bee in my bonnet today, and let me tell you, I got a lot of problems with you, but not this.
All right, hot five at five.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
Refreshed by Frostbrewed Coors Light. Download the reward app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences, game tickets, and rewards.
It's kind of off the chain.
Number five.
Blazers win Las Vegas Summer League.
I know that because the banner is hanging right here.
Yeah, we have the official banner. Dusty hoisted it this morning here in the studio. How long do you think that'll stay up there?
The banner?
Yeah.
3 years.
At least.
Oh, yeah. No one's taking that thing down. Someone eventually will, like, knock it down. But the Pennants of the Apocalypse stayed up for years after we stopped doing it. In fact, the Mets one's still hanging out here. I don't know what happened to the Royals and the Yankee and Mariner ones.
One other bit of Blazer news. So they went 7-0 in the Summer League. Break them up. They waived Papa Giorgio or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he's gone. And then I think they have till tonight, right, at midnight to either Wade Baldwin's contract becomes guaranteed.
Oh, really?
And I think that decision comes tonight.
Wade Baldwin.
Yeah.
Hey, the fourth.
People love themselves some Wade Baldwin.
They should keep him.
Yes. Yeah. He's nice.
People are very high. In fact, there are a lot of people think that Baldwin and Gary Trent Jr. both showed enough in the summer league that they could be rotational players for you.
How about get rid of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum?
You don't need him anymore with Gary Trent Jr. And Wade.
Darrell Revis. Remember him?
I do remember him. At one point, one of the two or three best defenders in the league.
Retires.
I think some of the talk about him being, like, there was a conversation today, is he the best corner of all time, or is he one of the three or four most dominant defensive players we've seen in the last 20 years?
Who's the best corner of all time?
Well, it depends. You go all around corner, cover corner. I mean, Sanders kind of gets a lot of love for being that guy, but I think that's more of a cover. I mean, he wasn't an all-around sort of player, but he's a guy that gets thrown around. Revis is a Hall of Famer. Darrell Revis was...
He was awesome.
He was really good for a long time. He was a bit of a mercenary, but he played the game the right way as far as maximizing the amount of money that he could get.
7 Pro Bowls in 12 seasons, Super Bowl champion with the Patriots. He is done. Although, I got to be honest, I thought he was already done.
He thought he was finished.
Who did he play for last year? I don't even remember.
Didn't he? He went back to the Jets, right?
It says here Chiefs, but
Is he with the Chiefs? But the other guys like Darryl Green, Mel Blount, Lester Hayes, I mean, Charles Woodson, I don't know if that position, honestly, has one guy that's head and shoulders above all others. I think there's more of a group mentality.
Josh Hader is John Rocker reincarnated.
Yep.
He is a Brewers reliever, and he was pitching last night in the All-Star game, and he came back to the dugout after giving up a bomb. And his phone was blowing up, and he noticed that somebody had found past racist and homophobic tweets. This comes from 2012. So
he was 17, 7 years ago.
Yeah, because he's 24 now.
So he was in high school.
So Major League Baseball came out and said they're not going to suspend him, but he is going to be required to undergo sensitivity training.
Dude, it's bad stuff. I mean, everything from multiple N-bombs. He said at one point, I hate gay people. There was another one that said white power. It's ugly. In fact, they Major League Baseball went and found his family and had them take off the jerseys with his name on the back and just put on generic jerseys for fear of reprisal in the stands.
Manny Machado has been traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers. It is official. The O's get 5 prospects. They are Yusniel Diaz. He's the 21-year-old AA outfielder.
Yeah, he was the main guy, right?
He was the main guy. The next guy is righty Dean Kremer, who is 6-3 with a 3.03 ERA at AA Tulsa. He has 125 Ks in 86 innings. He's only 22 years old. They also get third baseman Ryan Bannon. He's at Class A Rancho Cucamonga. He's hitting almost 300 with 20 bombs. Wow.
Where does Zach Poop come into this?
No. His name is Zach Pop.
I want to believe that it's Poop.
And he's a right-handed reliever. God, you're childish.
Wouldn't it be great if Zach Poop was involved in this trade?
He's Class A and Double A. I've been bouncing back and forth this year. And then the other guy's third baseman, Breivik Valera. And he is 26. Number one. And he's listed last for a reason.
Yeah, that means that...
throw him in, too.
Give him this guy.
And number one is a blockbuster trade in the NBA, and that is that the Spurs have dealt Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green. They have been traded to the Toronto Raptors, and it's a package that includes DeMar DeRozan. He goes to San Antonio, also a protected first-round draft pick, and... what's the big guy's name?
He's a 7-footer, the big center. His name escapes me.
Some guy.
I'd have to look it up.
They traded some other guy.
Jakob Poeltl.
There you go.
Yeah, Jakob. Yeah.
Old Jakob.
That dude.
We hardly knew
you. So there you go. Kawhi Leonard has already leaked out that he doesn't want to play for Toronto, so that'll be interesting.
And DeMar DeRozan has already come out and said that he is livid.
He's pissed.
I guess like a week ago, they sat down and told him face-to-face that he was their future. They weren't going to move him. All the rumors were false, and they turned around and dealt him.
The Hot 5 at 5 is refreshed by Frost Brewed Coors Light. Download Coors Light's new rewards app and start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and game tickets. We will talk about the Kawhi Leonard move. Also, Josh Hader and what he tweeted and what's going on there.
Hey, it's not who he is, Rob. 7 years ago.
Right. Although they did ask him, how have your views changed since those tweets, and he said they haven't.
Yeah, which made no sense.
Well, I think what he was trying to say was, I didn't believe anything I said on there when I tweeted them.
Yeah, I just like to run around and drop the N-bomb, say I hate gay people, and claim white power. But you know what? I don't really mean it. It's all in good fun.
All right, we'll get to that coming up. It is 5:15 on The Fan.
This is a British Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
Well, paint me as a guy who thinks Toronto was really smart. Risky, but smart to trade for Kawhi Leonard. And here's why. So Kawhi Leonard goes to the Raptors, DeMar DeRozan to the Spurs, but Toronto also gets Danny Green, which, I mean, he's a nice player. So, no comments there.
Well, I thought I was letting you lay out your case.
I
want to interrupt your flow.
Nice little player. Now, I just think Toronto, they were the number one seed in the East, but yet, much like the Blazers, everybody knows they're not winning anything. They're not going to the finals. They're not beating Boston if Boston stays healthy, and they're probably not beating Philly. Even with LeBron out of the East, they know that. And so they're in this weird window of, well, we've got a good team, but we know it's not going to win anything. So what they do by and again, it's risky because Kawhi Leonard doesn't really want to play in Toronto, so you've got to engage him and massage that and try to get the most out of him. But what you've done is, you've given yourself a chance to get to the finals, even probably a better chance than you had before, because Kawhi Leonard is that good. We have totally lost sight of how good that dude is.
Most people, when Kawhi Leonard is healthy, had him as the third best player in the NBA.
He is awesome, and he's way better than DeMar DeRozan.
It's not even close.
So you get that guy, even if it's only for a year, you still got nice pieces around him to maybe get to the finals. And then if you get to the finals, Kawhi Leonard is a guy that can take a team to the finals.
Yes.
So if you get to the finals, chances are you're not going to beat Golden State. Nobody's going to beat Golden State, barring injury. But maybe you could convince him to stay, and you keep this thing rolling. And then if that doesn't work out, what you have done is you've accelerated the ability to get out of what you had before, which you knew you weren't going to win anything anyway, because at the very worst, they get rid of DeMar DeRozan and his three-year contract, so they can, if it doesn't work out with Kawhi,
speed up the rebuild. Yeah, there's a lot of people that think that there was an element of this where Toronto realized that they were stuck in a salary cap situation that wasn't going to go anywhere. And so you swing for the fences for 1 year, and either it works out, and if it doesn't, like you said, you reboot the whole thing.
I just think it's risky, but I think that is the type of move that I want to see the Blazers do.
Paid off for Oklahoma City, right? And so maybe that gives you hope, although it sounds like Kawhi Leonard in no way is interested in this, but at least you took a swing. And I think that's what is going to be interesting to see around the NBA is how many teams are going to do something like this, as opposed to just sitting there and being mediocre. Because if you look in the West and the East, the East isn't going to be all of a sudden just this cakewalk now that, you know, for anyone to roll in there now that LeBron's gone. Boston's going to be good for a long time, and so is Philadelphia. And Philadelphia has the ability, even though they struck out this offseason, to still add another max guy. So the path in the East isn't getting any easier. And out West, good Lord, when you look at Golden State, Houston, and the Lakers, it's going to be harder than ever to get through. And so I do think that there is an element that should be applauded for Toronto saying, we're not going to be satisfied having good regular seasons and then bifurcating our playoff failures.
Bifurcate.
You know, and I can appreciate that. Like you said, I think it's really risky. And I saw a lot of articles today bashing Toronto for being desperate. But
they're not desperate. They weren't winning anything anyway.
Exactly. So I don't understand what's desperate about that, right? Go big or go home. It's Ricky Bobby. Yep. If you're not first, you're last.
That's why I want the Blazers just don't have the balls to do that. And that's the frustrating thing. Not that they could have landed Kawhi, but I think that a package that included CJ McCollum, maybe a Zach Collins and pick or picks could have been in the mix there. But the Blazers won't even consider trading CJ. And that drives me crazy because Damian Lillard's 28. He's in his prime. You only have 3 to 5 years left. And the only trade piece you have to make this thing better is CJ. Everything else, like, nobody wants anybody else. And so You know, Kawhi Leonard is a top three or four player in the league. There's only five or six guys in the league that if they're available, you just drop everything to try to get him. It changes everything for you, and that's one of them. They don't come around too often, and he was available.
Well, there's also some theory out there that if this doesn't work out in Toronto and he just has no interest in playing there, you can trade him. And I understand that if everyone believes he's going to go to LA and he's going to be a malcontent, that really limits the market for him, but you can get something out of him. What if LA is pretty good with this young core and maybe Lonzo Ball or I don't know, let's say Kuzma or someone ends up kind of being an odd man out and LA is in striking distance and LA is willing to part with that piece to get Kawhi Leonard for certain at the trade deadline and make a run at a title this year. It's not as if there's zero chance that Toronto just lets him walk and gets nothing back in return. So that does mitigate the risk a little bit. And I'm with you. I know there's a lot of criticism coming their way. I applaud Toronto for swinging big on this. And you never know. We all laughed at Oklahoma City saying that they gave up, Oladipo for, a rental player. And they ended up landing Paul George.
I think it's really interesting to see that Toronto has the number one seed in the East, yet fired their coach and traded their best player.
Yeah.
And could possibly be better. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it may not work out, but that's a risk worth taking if you ask me.
Well, it's a philosophy thing, right? It's a matter of saying we're not going to sit and watch the parade go by.
That's right.
And even if it ends up falling on our face, at least we know that we tried. As opposed to appearing and did you hear Lillard today? Lillard even said it.
What'd he say?
Lillard was speaking today, I think, at his hoops camp, and I'm going to paraphrase here. I'll see if I can dig it up on Twitter, but he basically said, look, we tried everything we could to bring in players in the offseason. We were aggressive, didn't work out, and now I just have to go out and do what I do, which is play and get us to the playoffs. I mean, he knows. He knows what the landscape is, and he's frustrated. And I think he's a guy that would, if you asked Lillard, to me, and it's not like I know him personally, but if you asked him, would you like to have the Toronto model where you swung for the fences knowing that it was a risky proposition, or would you rather just sit on your hands? I have to believe in my heart of hearts that he would want to take the swing for the fences.
One other note on Kawhi Leonard, he'll probably go to LA, but you never know.
Yeah.
He had the chance to sign the, whatever they call it, the Supermax or whatever with the Spurs.
Yeah, he turned it down.
$221 million, five-year $221 million Supermax. He is leaving. If he goes to L.A., he will be able to get even less than Toronto. So between Spurs, Toronto, down to L.A., he is potentially, if he maxes out at each spot, leaving $80 million on the table.
Plus California taxes, which are the highest. So he'll get dinged on that too.
It's crazy.
Whereas Texas has no state income tax. So that gap is probably even bigger.
This whole idea of guys, and we'll see where he ends up, but this idea that the money and that Supermax thing, and the way they structured the CBA to try to incentivize guys with more money to stay put.
Yeah.
That does not work.
No. Now, in fairness, one of the things that I've read about that he's unhappy with is his profile down there in San Antonio and the kind of being strangled by the Spurs and marketability. James Harden has a $200 million shoe deal. Damian Lillard has a $200 million shoe deal. Kawhi Leonard is on, I think, a $500,000 shoe deal with Jordan Brand. You know, I can see where that rubs him the wrong way, because no offense to James Harden and Damian Lillard, but Kawhi Leonard is a better player. And both of those guys have $200 million shoe deals. So go to LA, raise your profile a little bit. You know, $200 million from a shoe company does a lot to maybe negate some of the money that you're leaving on the table with the Supermax.
All right, delete your racist tweets, okay?
Yeah, just go back through and scrub it. Or how about this? Just don't send them in the first place.
Right.
Yeah. Keep your
point.
Keep your hatred of the blacks and the gays to yourself.
All right, we'll get to that next. Here's Mike.
This is a British Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
I found the Lillard quote from his camp today.
Read it to me.
He said, we tried to get guys to come here in free agency. I'm pretty sure we tried to do everything that we could to try and improve the team. We made the moves that we made. And for me, now I just have to go out and do what I do. And you watch his face when he says it. He's obviously disappointed in the offseason. But, you know, he's not going to bitch and moan about it. He's going to go out and play his ass off. But he knows what he's facing here. And someone pointed out on the Better You Today text line, think about Portland's attitude being the three seed and how much he loves, and I'm talking about Olshay, to prop that up and what a great regular season it was. And yet, imagine if it was Toronto and he was the number one seed. God, we'd never hear the end of it. Yet Toronto was the number one seed and just went and ditched their coach and traded their second best player and shook everything up.
Right.
Bifurcate.
All right, so Josh Hader is good at baseball.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, but he has struck out 89 batters in 48 innings, and he's only given up 19 hits.
You gave up a homer last night, though.
Think about this. Okay, so he's only 24 years old. He's only been in the league 2 years.
Yeah.
He's pitched 95 and two-thirds innings. He has only given up 44 hits, and he struck out 157 batters.
Boy, that's filthy.
Dude, the guy's amazing.
He's got
but
good
you're
hair,
right.
too.
He did give up the big home run to Segura last night.
And by the way, Edwin Diaz should buy Segura a car because he cost him on. But if Diaz closes that thing out, Segura is the MVP and gets a truck or a Camaro. Oh. Diaz ended up getting the win and costing Segura the MVP. He should buy him a truck.
So Hader was out there pitching, and he comes back into the dugout, and he checks his phone. Because, you know, in the All-Star game, it's like guys are out on taking selfies on second base now.
Yeah.
It's like,
everyone had their phone in their back pocket. It was all up on the dugout filming the plays.
Yeah. And he goes back in and his phone's blowing up and he realizes that somebody had gone back and found old racist and homophobic tweets.
Mm-hmm. There's a great snapshot of Nelson Cruz and Segura finding out, like reading them. And there's like a little, they made like a little gif out of it. It's phenomenal when they read what was going on, because players in the dugout were finding out about it.
Yeah, all at the same
time. In real time.
Right. Yeah, so it's trending on social media. And so he was 17 at the time. These were from 2011, 2012. And so the tweets were under the moniker Josh Haterade.
Mm-hmm.
And he used the N-word repeatedly in reference to himself. He said, you know, I don't give a damn. I'm a triply N, F my lungs, F my liver. Which I think is a lyric, perhaps.
I think he said that some of those were quoting rap lyrics.
Right. On October 25th, 2011, that same month, he wrote, ha ha ha, too bad I'm grounded. N-word, can't do S. Over the course of 5 months, he tweeted a reference to the KKK, which I believe he was just talking about striking out the side.
Clearly. What about the white power in the fist?
Yeah, he had a white fist emoji alongside white power, but he added LOL, which perhaps then that means he's making fun of that.
Mm-hmm.
And in response to someone who tweeted, I hate all the black people, he wrote LMAO, which for you olds is laughing my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to tell her about him. She just laughed at me. He also tweeted, gay people freak me out. He tweeted, I hate gay people. He said, need a birch who can blank, cook, and clean right.
A lot of bad misogynistic stuff mixed in there. In fact, to be honest with you, though, the misogynistic stuff about, that's the best of the stuff. That's by far the least offensive things that he tweeted.
He has a fondness for calling women hoes.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Which is unlikely to rattle his girlfriend, Maria, who I guess they've gone back into her Twitter account now. Mm-hmm. And found a history of her using the bundle of sticks. Is that what you like to say?
Yeah, the bundle of sticks.
That word.
Yeah.
So it's it went fast and it went hot at Hader. And so, of course, the game ends and all anybody wants to do in the locker room is talk to him.
They put him up there.
Yeah, and he said, look, I have no excuse. I was young. Yeah, he's an idiot.
He said it didn't reflect any of his views then or now, which...
Which we don't buy.
Find hard to believe. And I also...
Well, it was only 7 years. I mean, he was...
6 years ago, I think.
Well, 2011, 2012. So he's 24 now, so... Yeah.
He's between 17 and 18 when he sent these.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really buy that.
I get the whole, we're all young and we do dumb stuff. And I look back at the things I did when I was 17, 18 years old. And some of that stuff I'm embarrassed about. But I don't buy for a second that those things are just casually thrown around. And that it didn't reflect who you were then, and that somehow you've had just this huge awakening, and now all of a sudden you're a completely changed person. I don't buy it, especially the stuff that's the homophobic stuff.
He said nothing's changed, though.
Yeah.
Which is really odd. They asked him, so how have your views changed? And he said nothing's changed.
I felt like he misspoke when he said that.
Oh, sure. I mean, I'm not...
Watching the clip, he said it and then went, I mean... and then he kind of freaked out.
I think he was trying to say that what he tweeted, he didn't mean. Nothing's changed in his mindset because he didn't mean those things anyway. I think is what he's trying to say. But I feel like guys, I don't know, this is happening all the time with young guys who grew up with social media, right? Like you and I miss this. But I don't understand why agents and PR people
don't go back
and help these guys out. Like that's embarrassing that just somebody on Twitter was able to go find that his moment. Like I read a story about him earlier in the week saying how excited he was to be at the All-Star game and his family was so pumped and like it was such a big moment and he's a really nice guy and then that happens. It's like, God, is anybody looking out for him? Even his own family or himself? Go back and delete that stuff.
Major League Baseball went and found all his family members and gave them nondescript, like no names on the back. They had them take off the hater jerseys that they were wearing and put on just generic ones for fear of reprisal. I mean, it's embarrassing. I'm sure it was a bad night for him, but it's his own damn fault. First off, how stupid can you be? But I don't buy the whole 17, 18-year-old excuse. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the, it's kids and kids make dumb mistakes. These aren't mistakes. I don't believe that being a homophobic, bigot, racist, you know what? I don't think that's a youth thing. I don't think that's like something that you're like, I was young and I played around with that. I've done a lot of dumb things when I was young and... Deciding to randomly hate black people and gays, that doesn't, I just don't buy that.
And does it say something that he never deleted it? In other words, he didn't know that it was bad? Wouldn't you, I mean, if you didn't feel that way anymore and you knew you said it, why would you not go delete it?
Yeah. Well, and someone asked him, do you remember sending them? And he was like, not really. He goes, not specifically. Like it was so commonplace that you just brushed him off. I have no sympathy for him, nor do I buy, nor do I buy the excuse. And he has every right to play. Apparently Milwaukee is going to move on and he's a really talented guy and he'll continue to play.
I mean, they interviewed Lorenzo Cain, teammate, and he was like, man, we know Josh, he's a good guy. We'll get over this. I just wonder how it's going to affect the team. They're a good team.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just wonder if that's...
Well, I was listening to a little
a big
bit.
Deal for them.
I was listening to a little bit this morning. I had on in the background, but what's the stupid show with Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless, whatever that's called?
I don't
Undisputed.
Know.
Whatever. I was just flipping around, and they were talking about this, and Shannon Sharp was pissed. Shannon Sharp was like, "Dude, that's you do that in my locker room," and believe me, I was in that locker room with him. That wouldn't have gone over so well. And so maybe it's different with Milwaukee, and Lorenzo Cain tried to take the high road. And move on from it, but there's a lot of guys that aren't going to cut him a lot of slack on this one. And it wasn't like it was one or two. I mean, this was a repeated regular thing. And I just don't buy that's joking around. I think that is in your heart. I think that is who you are. Maybe you've changed, maybe you've matured, but I don't think that that's something that is just, you don't feel that way at all, but you throw those things out there. I don't buy it.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of it can be just be ignorance.
Sure.
And you just trying to be cool with your bros and say the things, you know, with the lingo and everything. And you can certainly get exposed a little bit more to the world and grow out of that. I believe that.
Yeah.
But is that the case with this guy? I don't know.
I mean, we'll wait and see. I just, That's always the excuse is, oh, I was young and I was stupid and that's not the way I feel anymore. Really? Or is it just that you know that you have a bigger platform now and you can't tweet those things out?
You just got caught.
And you're embarrassed that you got caught.
You just got caught and you know the right thing to say. Like the only thing to say is, oh, I don't think that anymore.
Yeah.
And so then it'll all go away if you say that.
No. I mean, maybe it's awkward in the clubhouse, but if Milwaukee's okay with it, if the fan base is okay with it, if his teammates are okay with it, then it moves on. He's not going to be suspended. I mean, he's going to go through sensitivity training and, you know, he has every right to feel the way he feels, but I don't know, I'm not running out and buying any, hater jerseys anytime soon.
We're getting a lot of texts on the Better You Today text line saying, what, you've never said anything like that when you were a kid? Well, I've said stupid things, but not racist things or homophobic things, and I didn't put that on social media. There's a big difference. You can say things that are stupid, and then you can say things like this, and you should not be given a, you know, you shouldn't be like, oh, slap on the wrist, you said the N-word 10 times in tweets as a kid. No, that's bad. You can't say that.
All right, text the Better You Today text line 55305. We'll get to some of those next. 545 on the Fan.
This is a British Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, 550, going to read some text here. The Better You Today text line is 55305. That is how you reach us. Remember the old days when we used to have to read emails and faxes?
I remember the Pacific Office Automation fax line.
God, we'd get like one a show. So here are a couple of texts from some of the people of the Portland-Vancouver area.
The peeps.
P1 Dustin says, there are certain things you can't file under being young and stupid, and that garbage is one of them. You know, I think I would change the word can't with shouldn't. I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? I'll reread it using shouldn't. There are certain things you shouldn't file under being young and stupid, and that garbage is one of them. Because there are times when it is just young and stupid.
Yeah.
But there are other times when it isn't.
And I do get that.
But we just don't know.
You don't know. And as you go through and you experience more people, and I'm not sure where he's from. He's from a place in Baltimore, I think.
Yeah, he's from Maryland.
So it's not as if he's in a super white community. But, you know, if you grew up in the Pacific Northwest, my whole life I didn't encounter much cultural diversity. And for heaven's sakes, I went to BYU. It's like the whitest place on earth. I guess if you grew up in that environment and then all of a sudden you go on and you play Major League Baseball or the NFL, whatever, and you're exposed to different cultures, you start traveling, I get maybe that there's some sort of awakening there. I guess that can happen, but it just kind of seemed to me like he was trying to go down the road of, oh, I never meant those things. I just casually threw them out. And I don't buy that. Like, my son is an idiot and he does dumb stuff all the time.
Nice. We'll need to clip that.
Please. Yeah. I mean, how many times do you do this with me, your kid growing up, where you're like, I can't believe you can be that stupid. But this sort of thing to me isn't dumb. This isn't youthful mistakes. I think those are your views. Those are your beliefs. And I get that those things can change. But to try to just dismiss those is, oh, I was young and dumb. I have a hard time swallowing that.
Another one says, I'm far from perfect. I've used words like this often in my younger days. And even today, sometimes it slips and I know it's wrong. I think the difference is I never consciously took the time to tweet it out. I think we all do things that are out of character or wrong. But the difference here is he had time to know what he was saying, young or not, type it out. It just feels different, at least for me.
Yeah, and I guess that's me. I'm not trying to run him up a flagpole or run him out of baseball or whatever. But and I don't know this because I don't know him. But it certainly makes me question his character. I don't know if I'm fully buying the it's just no big deal and it was in the past. On the plus side, the Boston Red Sox should be trading for him any moment now. They'll welcome that with open arms.
What else do we have here? I agree that what he said shouldn't be without consequence, but I guarantee we've all been victim of being ignorant and even has said hateful, ignorant things flippantly. The difference is we just didn't grow up with social media. I think we're just now realizing the power of social media's magnification.
Yeah, someone said on here, too, that kids tweet like we used to talk. Maybe there's an element of that.
Kids tweet just like we talk.
Yeah, like when you were younger, if you were, you know, you were talking to your buddy, and right. Kids are they tweet that way. They're like, there's no filter
between the head and the hands when it comes to tweeting those things out. Believe me, I'm not trying to say that the guy should be suspended or kick him off the team or whatever, but again, I'm not letting him off the hook and saying that the guy doesn't have racist and homophobic tendencies. I don't buy it.
What else we have here? Yeah, that's about it. That's all I'm going to read. Cool.
Somehow I think that Milwaukee will be fine because he's really talented.
He's pretty good ball player.
Yeah.
No question.
It'd just be interesting to see what the clubhouse thinks of him, or you know, the reaction when he travels around. Because I do think some people are going to give him a hard time, and I think other people will give him a pass. I think it bothered Lorenzo Cain when you heard his comments.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I think, you know,
He had to say the right thing.
You know, he's a class act, but I guarantee you that's not going to sit well with people of color in his locker room, whether it's African Americans or Dominican or the Latino players.
But you know,
they're not going to be thrilled about
it. It's interesting. This guy says, you know, if you grew up in Baltimore, which is a very black city, one of the most, it's one of the most African American cities in America. He's maybe just saying what he heard every day, right? And I think there's some truth to that too.
Yeah, maybe it became normalized.
Yeah.
And you just didn't learn that you can't say that as a punk white kid, and certainly can't say it on Twitter.
The thing about it is we just don't know. You don't know which is which, right? Like you don't know whether it's just a kid being a kid and he's certainly grown and.
Well, but look.
And you don't know the other side either. Yeah. You don't know that he could very well feel like John Rocker feels.
Yeah.
And he's just saying the right things. And so people don't like to be duped. So it's easy for us to just, you know, to not believe him because of that and not give him the benefit of the doubt because of that.
I don't know if I buy that, the text about Baltimore, because I went to a high school that was a majority black. And I heard that word all the time. It was used constantly. And I never said it. And it was an unspoken thing. Actually, it was spoken. You know, you're white. You don't say that word to anybody who even attempted to try to say it because it was part of the regular conversation around my high school. It's just, you don't say it. It's not a thing that happens. So it's already there in your head. Like, this is a word that I can't use. I'm white, you know? So that's, I don't know if I buy that. So I'm sure he heard it all the time, but he can control what he says.
I'll just scream it from the mountaintops.
Also,
one
he put
more
the
time
hard ER at the end of it.
For so. All the white kids out there, you can't say the word. You can't say it quoting white lyrics. I don't care if your black friends say it and they say it's okay. Don't say the word. It's just not that hard. Just take it out of your vocabulary and we're all going to be better off.
All right. Club 1080 coming up next. You are owed an apology apparently from someone. I don't know who.
I'm owed an apology. Oh yeah. That happened today and I didn't get one. He dismissed me and it's not cool.
A bear on the loose, flying umbrellas. Do terrorists deserve tips? So many things. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.